Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Thank you guys for tuning in. Your host here, Mike, once again saying thank you for all of our listeners, regardless of what you're doing, whether if you're in your room, you're showering, you're in the car, you're watching us online. I'm so appreciative. I'm so thankful. Continuing to live the dream that I have had in my heart for so long that I'm just grateful and I'm happy to be here. This week, guys, is a tough topic that we're going to talk about. It's going to be embarrassing because for me, it's a weakness that I had. I don't want to say that I had because it's still something, and I'll explain in details, but it's something that we just have to come to reality with, guys and girls, and see what we can do to break these things. We're going to be talking about porn and infidelity, guys. I say it's a difficult topic to talk about because when you open yourself up to be vulnerable, you also open yourself up to be attacked. You open yourself up for people using what you want to do for good to try to come and cheap shot you and low blow you. But why am I doing this? I'm honestly doing this because I have to bring it back to where my heart's at. I'm doing this because God wants me to share this. I want to show vulnerability to the brave ones out there. And for the ones that are going to make fun of it, you know, you're tuning in, you're here. I mean, you're helping out one way or another, so thank you. But I'm doing it for the ones that look at this and hear this and say, man, I appreciate that he's open enough to talk about this. Why are we talking about porn infidelity? And I could even put slash lust because that was the topic that I was going to say a little bit earlier that I'm like, yeah, I still struggle with lust. You have to be careful with that. You have to know, be aware of what are your weaknesses and what are your strengths and play them to your advantage. Pornography is very important, guys, because we live in a society where it's a silent killer. We're making it feel like we're starting to call what was bad, good, and what is good, bad. Like, it's almost like there's no shame for pornography, and the truth is, we should be. And I know that can cause the world to be like, oh, that's messed up, you're doing this. You know what? I'm going based off of my faith. I'm going based off the Bible. It's worked for so many years in the past, and I know that it's going to keep working until it's time. So, because it's a silent killer, it's very scary. You know, you can be even thinking like, man, why am I struggling in my life so much? Why few areas just feel like they just can't flourish? Or if not all the areas in your life, they're just not living to 100% of your potential. Because if you have secrets, right? Pornography, if it's a, you know, couple episodes back, secrets, if we're holding on to something, then we can't fully blossom into what God has for us. And that's why pornography is a silent killer, because it's one that we don't want to talk about. It's one that we want to act like it's, you know, it's okay. Excuse me if that made a noise. Sorry. We're trying to act like it doesn't bother. It doesn't hurt anyone and it's okay. No, guys, it's bad. And why not call what's bad, bad, and adjust and fix it? Now, why are some areas or all the areas in your life failing? If they are failing, right? I'm just assuming, but you have to be honest with yourself. Pornography, what it does... Oh, actually, I just remembered a fact. Pornography is a difficult thing to talk about because it's very difficult to get someone to be honest about it. Because we're constantly going to hide about it and say no. When it's like, yes, it is. It's an issue and it needs to be dealt with. And particularly, look, I think it's infiltrated in a lot of areas, either for men and for women. But in particularly in church, I think it's there as well. But see, I don't want you to hear that and judge and be like, yeah, all the people in church. No, dude, because the people in church at least are trying to get better. And if they're not, then let God work on them little by little, and eventually they're going to want to get better. But what are you doing to defend and fight this, right? So don't ever come to my channel, my space that I'm trying to open up for you guys to judge other people. We're not doing that here. We want it to be open. I want someone to reach out and be like, Mike, I'm struggling with that. What can I do, or what do you suggest to help me with that? And boom, not judge, not criticize, but really help that person say, hey, dude, let's see if we fix this, if your marriage and your other areas flourish and we grow. The reason why pornography is bad is because, one, it's fake. It's recorded, it's scripted. They try to make it seem like it's a specific thing, a specific act, and that it's okay. But it's fake, guys. That's not how God intended love to be flourished and made. That's not how it's supposed to be. Love is supposed to be something pure. It's supposed to be something intimate. It's supposed to be something where two people say, I love you this much, and I'm willing to do this for you. And, I mean, you receive it as well, right? So for yourself. But that's how it's meant to be done. With love, with order, with God blessing it. And the world has really tried to strip it from that and has been pretty successful and making it feel like you could just hand it out to anyone and it's okay. And let me tell you guys, it's not, man. We need to own and take back what rightfully begins. What we need to own and take back what rightfully belongs to us and what rightfully belongs to God. Now, the problem with porn is that it makes us view women and men in different ways and different forms. It starts making us feel like women are sex objects, like they can just be used and abused and, get rid of them. That's why it's dangerous, because without you even knowing, it's stirring this up in your head. It devalues our partner, the person that we're with. Because you start thinking things that you're not supposed to think. Well, how come he doesn't do this? And how come she doesn't do that? And, you know, it starts devaluating, because the whole part of loving each other is growing with each other. And how about discovering things out yourselves, not because of other people, right? Now, I've mentioned this in the past. Find groups that you can trust. Not just anyone, because people will fail you and can talk about you and spread your stuff like a wildfire. But I'm asking you, find those people that you can trust, build, and be able to have these conversations about, you know, in my counseling sessions, they've asked me how many times would I want to make love in a week, and Jackie, and our numbers were off. And that's where we have to start being good in communication. What works for you, what works for me, and we grow and we love together. Now, I'm not saying plan it and all this stuff, no. But what I'm saying is, when you really do things the right way, you will notice a difference in your relationship, I promise. Another reason why pornography is really bad for us, it encourages us to do unacceptable sexual acts, whether if it's out in public or whether if it's in private. It puts ideas in your head that sometimes that's not what it was made for or designed to do. And I know I'm going to get people that are laughing, because again, we're talking about something that's very intimate. Even me sometimes right now, like I chuckle at it because it's embarrassing. It's like, why are we talking about this? Hey, man. But I know someone's watching and saying, dang, dude, that's so real. That's true. And I go through that as well. So this is why it's very important. Another reason why it's important to not be watching porn is because it brings sexual problems. Literally, your own performance gets affected by it. Don't lie. It gets affected by it. Like your testosterone level, men, it comes down because you're expecting what you see or what you've heard. And when it's not there, it's throwing you off because you filled your mind with a concept that should, first of all, should have never been there. And second of all, that's not how it's intended to be done. It's hard. This particular subject is hard because when it comes to pleasing ourselves, there's two forms that I know of are like the number one, number two ways of pleasing ourselves. There's many ways, right? But like the two highest ones, first is sexually. And the second one is with food. Have you noticed that food, when we're eating something really good, we're just like, this tastes bomb. And you're just eating with like so much love. Like you're enjoying it. It's a great plate of food that you're having, and it's delicious. Sex is designed similar. It's for you to enjoy. It's for you to indulge in and have a good time, but not to cause problems between another person or just to give to anyone, if that makes sense, right? Okay. And then another reason why it's important for us to not be watching pornography, it's because this is why it's a silent killer. It slowly starts making you lose interest in your partner. Whether you realize it or you don't, it slowly does. Because, again, they show you fake, right? So they try to show you a person that is a woman, for men, right? That is made and designed like a Coke bottle. And sometimes our reality is not that. And you fell in love with that person for many reasons, because you found them beautiful, you found them attractive, you love their heart, you love the way they probably think, and now you're probably loving new chapters in their lives and how they're raising your family and a bunch of stuff, right? But little by little, you start thinking and saying, even though all these great things that God has blessed you with, purity, right, the reason why you love her, the reason why you fell in love, the reason why you want to be with her. But little by little, you start seeing her in eyes like, well, she doesn't look like the one that I saw. Like, that's not that attractive. And that's where the problems begin. That's where you start losing interest in your partner. And honestly, this is where the other problems occur as well. Like the, you know, your low testosterone, not having lift. Being honest, guys, because you're so lost in your head. And have open communication with your partner, guys. Have open communication with your partners, with your wife, with your husband, okay? I'm not encouraging sex out of marriage. I personally don't believe you should have sex before marriage. Me. That's old school. You can judge me. You can criticize me. That's what I think. Hey, Mike, but did you hold yourself to that account or to that standard? I tried. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm perfect. I tried, but I didn't. So, yeah. And why is it important to discuss, have this topic? I'll tell you why it's important. Because you start finding out if you are a real one or if you're not. Because if you can't have conversations that are uncomfortable, then why? Like, what's going on? Like, why is it that you're afraid if this comes out to light? I am in a stage in my life, I'm being honest with you guys, I'm not afraid of anything coming out to light. Again, I'm not going to react to it. I'm not going to quickly go out and defend myself. Nope. I'm going to speak about it when God wants me to speak about it. And I'm going to speak about it so that it can be in a form of teaching, growth and development for you and for myself. It will not be because I'm trying to change your perspective and how you see me, even though sometimes I want to do that, but it will not be. But I have a couple questions for you guys, men and women. I have a couple questions for you guys. And you don't have to, no, you know what? Do answer. Well, no, because it's embarrassing and I know you guys don't want to. But if you're brave enough, answer in the comments and that'd be amazing. But if you're not, do not worry. No judgment. Safe space. We got it. Have you ever watched porn? Being honest, have you ever watched it? And if the answer is yes, what are we going to do about it? Oh, but I've already stopped. Okay. All right. I don't have a problem with it. It's just once in a while. Okay. Let me keep asking questions. Have you watched pornography in the last 6 months? Mm-hmm. At any point, have you been a regular watcher? And what does a regular watcher indicate? At least once a month. If you're watching pornography once a month, you are a regular watcher. If you watch The Mac Effect once a week, you are a regular watcher. And I thank you for that, because this is a positive one, not a negative one. Pornography, on the other hand, is negative. Again, you're feeding your mind filth. Would you allow your children or a loved one to be in this industry? Probably not. Why? If it's not that big of a deal, it's not that problem. And that's why it's important for us to nip it in the butt and not allow the enemy to have these weapons against us. Again, I'm going to share a lot of stuff about me. And it's scary because these are the things that I used to think, well, people already know I'm a good guy and I'm this. And if they find out this, though, oh, man, like I'm going to lose it. You know what? I'm a human being. I have errors, I have mistakes, but they do not make me anymore, and they do not break me anymore. And to finish the episode, being real, being 100% real and transparent. Real men do not watch porn, okay? And I'm looking at you, right in your face. Real men do not watch porn. And if that offends you, then that's when you got to start asking yourself the question, why? Because anger is a secondary emotion. Did I hit something that probably is true? Real men value women. Real women value men. Pornography does not determine the value of a human being, of a person, of a man, of a woman. God gives that value, and real women and real men respect that value. Real men fall in love with their partner and are intentional in being in love with their partner. Meaning, you will not allow pornography to infiltrate your marriage, to affect your marriage, because your partner is worth more than pornography and infidelity. Real men don't ever hide. If you are scared to let your wife go through your phone, you're probably doing something you're not supposed to. It used to be something that I was afraid of before. Being honest. I would like dread, oh my gosh, she has my phone, son of a gun, I'm gonna get in trouble. Secrets. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, take my phone. We need directions for, here you go. You, babe, can I use your phone? The kids are like, what up, dad, can I borrow it? Because I'm trying to look for this, I'm trying to do this. Go for it, grab it, do it. My iPad, my kids, all of my kids, they know the password to my phone and to all my stuff. They know it. They actually told me the other day, they're like, Dad, you're going to be easy to hack. And I said, no, because you guys know it. But because you guys are my family, the outside world doesn't know it. You guys do. But I'm being I'm leading by example. I'm trying to tell my kids, see how I'm transparent with you. Therefore, if there's a day where I need you to be transparent with me, you can do it and be open with me. Lead by example. And if these things that I said as far as real men hit a nerve, then we got to keep growing, guys. We got to keep maturing. We got to keep reading books, developing, learning from other people. We need to keep figuring out what we need to do, because I do not want to be part of insanity anymore. I'm not going to repeat the same thing over and over and over and over, expecting different results. Man, it's a tough one, huh? But there you have it, guys. That's episode 6. I hope I hit some key points that made you guys kind of feel it a little bit. But like always, guys, if there's something that I did not hit or you maybe want a little bit more clarity on, reach out. My email is there. There's many ways where you can reach out to me as well through social media platforms as well. More than happy to answer your questions a little bit more in depth. I have already with some of you, so I'm proving it that I'm replying. And I'm willing to help each other grow. Even with your stories, I grow sometimes too. So thank you guys for that. But there you guys have it, guys. It's a pleasure, like always, to give my 2 cents, share with you guys what I believe, what I feel. And hopefully you're growing the same way I'm growing. So with a lot of love, Mac Effect, peace. See you guys.